Ella. I'm 9 years old.
Hi, I'm Caleb. I'm 12 years old.
Hi, I'm Shay, and I'm 5 years old.
And you're listening to the Kids Commute.
And you're listening to the Kids Commute.
And you're listening to the Kids Commute.
On Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, everybody. Good morning, kids commuters. Here we are in the last week of the Kids Commute for the school year. And has been a tradition on the Kids Commute, we will end this week with the Carnival of the Animals, written by our friend Camille Saint-Saëns in 1886. And this is a musical zoo where he describes all kinds of different animals musically. And we're listening to a very special version of the Carnival of the Animals, the Carnival of the Animals this week. Leonard Bernstein, very famous composer and conductor. He was a great advocate of young people and classical music. He really wanted you two to get together. So he put together this recording of Carnival of the Animals, and he takes care of all the explanations and brought in some wonderful young musicians to do all the work. So here's Leonard Bernstein.
My dear young friends, music has lots of different uses in life. There are pieces that lift your spirit or interest your mind or fill you with religious or passionate or dreamy or triumphant feelings. But some pieces are written only to amuse you, and one of them is this Carnival of the Animals by the charming and masterful French composer Saint-Saëns. For one thing, it's a sort of loony fantasy about the zoo, full of amusement and frolic, and although it was written by Saint-Saëns mainly to amuse his friends, it was also partly intended to give young music students something to play that might be fun instead of always that serious grind. So we thought, as long as this is true, why not invite young people to come and play it with us? And that's what we've done. We have asked 7 very talented youngsters to join us in this zoological romp. Of course, the main orchestra is the string section of the Philharmonic, old fogies, but everyone else that you will hear is a specially invited youthful artist. The main soloists of the piece are a 2 piano team who get a lot of work to do in this carnival. They are the lovely identical twins, Ruth and Naomi Siegel, 21 years old, apiece. Now to start things off, our twin pianists join the string orchestra in the overture, which is a look at the lion. After all, most visits to the zoo begin with the lion, and since the lion is the king of beasts, Saint-Saëns has written what he calls a royal march, complete with trumpet-like fanfares and a good deal of roaring, all made by strings and pianos. We now make 2 visits in a row. First, to a flock of hens and roosters, whose cackling I'm sure you'll recognize. To make this barnyard music, the strings are joined by our clarinet soloist, the mighty 13-year-old Paul Green. Then we'll move to a cage of wild donkeys from Tibet, called Emyon in French, or Hemyons in English, and otherwise known in Tibetan, or whatever it is, as Jigetai, Kyang, or Gur. But whatever you call them, they are especially famous for their speed. They seem to be flying, as you'll hear when the 20 fingers of our twins fly over the keys at an unbelievable rate. So here are first the chickens, then the wild donkeys.
Those were the first three animals in Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns. That was Leonard Bernstein leading the New York Philharmonic and Young Friends. Tomorrow we will meet the tortoise, the elephant, and the kangaroos in Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. Have a wonderful day today. We'll see you here tomorrow at this time for the Kids Commute. Hasta mañana.